Hey everybody, welcome. It's Susan Baraka. Welcome to the coaching call. The live coaching call today is January. Where are we? Oh my goodness, January 6th, right? January 7th. Sorry, I'm a day off. January 7th. Welcome. Glad you are here. We are just getting started. And so, just for fun, we like to start with a question that just is for fun. So I see I have one person, it's RC, and I think I know who that is. But if you would just say hello in the chat so that I know that you can hear me, and your first name. And I'm glad you're here, but just so that I can address you appropriately, I appreciate you sharing your first name. And while we're waiting for other folks to join us, if you'd like to answer the just for fun question, would love to hear about that too. Hey, Rob. All right. I couldn't remember if it was Rick or Rob. So great to see you. Glad you're here. Thanks for putting your name up there for me. I appreciate it. First week of the new year, very exciting stuff. And off to a strong start, I hope. Certainly, I feel like I am. And I think 2021 is going to be a good year. So glad that you're here. And so an item on your bucket list, if there's anything. I have items on my bucket list that I'm not sure I actually want to do. I have so many friends that have gone skydiving, and I think, should that be on my list or not? I'm not sure. I almost feel like I'm getting past the point that skydiving is something I want to do, but that would be one thing I'd consider if I could. All right. Well, it might be a quiet day today, Rob. It might be a quiet call and it'll be just you and I. That would be great. I do want to remind everybody that this call is recorded and the recording will be available typically the day after the session. So it should be tomorrow on Friday that it'll be available for you to listen to if you have to leave early or weren't able to attend at all. And glad to have you here. I did double check. I didn't see anybody pre-submitting any questions for today. So I am going to just dive in to our format for today. And the first thing I want to start with, and Rob, it's you and I. So share a win, big or small. I know I believe I saw your post in the Facebook group. And it's something that I know has been going on for you for a while. And but would love to hear what if you had any wins, big or small, this week or since the last time we spoke. And hey, Carrie is joining us. Hello, Carrie. Welcome. It's Susan Baraka here for our coaching call. And welcome to the program, too. I know you're fairly new, so glad you've joined us today. And we're just getting started. So the format for these calls is that we start with sharing a win. I ask a couple of questions, and typically we start with a win, a big or small, anything that you've accomplished in the last week or so that doesn't matter what it is. It can be something fairly small or something major. A win is a win no matter how you slice it. So would love to hear about what you folks are up to and what's going well. So if you want to take a moment. And hopefully other folks will join in as well. And Carrie, thanks for your response there. She said she got out of her head in terms of some aspects of her website and LinkedIn. Congratulations. And congratulations for getting through that and getting to the next step. I think this is an interesting process to go through. And same thing with Rob. I know both of you. I saw your comments on Facebook, and in regards to how to position yourselves. Boy, the positioning can be really, really challenging up front. And I know you both have. Sounds like I know Rob. You've been kind of grappling with a couple of different ideas on which way to go. So, I think the biggest thing that you can think about is just kind of putting a stick in the sand, and deciding on something that is good enough. In other words, it doesn't have to be perfect, it doesn't have to be exact, and it doesn't have to be permanent. You can start out with a concept, with a way to position yourself that will evolve over time. My positioning definitely evolved over time, pretty dramatically, actually, as I went through the process. And so something to keep in mind is that this is a starting point, not an end point. So that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, it's a small group today, so I'm going to jump right into the next part of this and ask you if you have questions. And I want to encourage you guys to, you know, to speak up and don't be shy. That's what we're here for. And would love to hear what you need help with today. And if you keep your question focused and specific, that's really helpful. And one question per person, that would be great too, except we're a small enough group. If you've got more than one question, you can put it in there and we can kind of pick through them today. And let me know if you don't want me to unmute you for any reason, if there's perhaps you're in a place where you can't talk, maybe there's too much noise, or you're someplace where that's not possible. Typically, I do like to try and bring people on for just to for further understanding of the scenario, what you're dealing with. But feel free to take advantage of this. I always ask people, you know, to come to these calls prepared. Be ready. Don't be afraid to step up and ask whatever it is you might be struggling with or curious about, or is there something that is keeping you standing still? That's the most important part. I see these coaching calls as an opportunity to inspire you and keep you moving forward. That's what I'm here to do, is to help you feel like, yes, I can move forward now. And so that's what my my goal is for you folks as you come to these calls with questions. Great. Quiet group today. Quiet group. If you don't have any questions, I have another question for you. Carrie does have a question, so thank you for that. Carrie's question is, I'm branding more as a business than as an individual because I have a corporate job that frowns on side hustles. Is it disingenuous to have an About Me page that is about the company versus my name? Should I not worry about it? Great question. And a lot of folks come to this program with a full-time job or, you know, something else, so that you're in good company here, Carrie. It's not uncommon for folks to be struggling, especially with both their website and LinkedIn. It can be hard to decide, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? I think that branding more as a business is fine. I see a lot of solopreneurs doing that, and there are varying reasons. Sometimes it's because they're, you know, still trying to grow their side gig until it's big enough to go into full time. But other times it's just some people are less comfortable putting themselves out there than others. So I have absolutely no problem with keeping it more as a business. Is it disingenuous? I would say absolutely not. One of the things I would recommend, and I recommend this a lot as a solution for a lot of our questions when people come to this call with certain questions, is do a little bit of research, Carrie, on your competition. So just do some Google searches or whatever search engine you like to use. Just Google some competitors. See, look for copywriters in the industry or the specialty that you're going to focus in, whatever your target market is going to be, and see what kinds of results you get. And you can do that on LinkedIn, is sometimes a good place, depending on the market that you're targeting, or just a plain old Google search works as well. But see who's out there, see how they're presenting themselves. It might give you some good ideas about the ways to do that. So there's two different lines of thought, and I know Rob is doing, you know, something similar where it's like, do I brand this as me, or do I brand this as more like a corporate type of, or a business type of a identity or brand, so that I can build it as I go and build it bigger. So that's entirely up to you. And it's a fair question, but it's not at all something that it's common. I see it often with, people who are doing solo gigs. It's only them. I have my brand is different than my name, but it's only me. And when you go to my website, you see that it's, I am the brand. I'm the person who delivers the services. So it's entirely up to you, but I think you're absolutely fine with just moving ahead as a business as opposed to an individual. You still want to have your about page reflect you. And because ultimately, I say this often, is people do business with people. They want to know who you are and what you're about. So I wouldn't hesitate to do that. The only thought I have in regards to your current work is, how often do you think your folks from your company are going to be Googling your name or looking to see, what comes up? This can be a fine line. It's a little bit tricky to walk that line in terms of how do I promote my business without being too obvious to the folks that I'm currently working for. So if you don't think that it's something that they're going to be looking for necessarily, like if I was working with someone and they started a side gig and started a website or something, would I even know unless I Googled their name? And I might not. So just something to think about there. So hopefully that helps. I'm hoping that makes you feel a little more at ease about going the direction that you're thinking. And there's no right or wrong about this either, by the way, Carrie. All right. And Rob says, not so much of a question, but I feel like I have an enormous amount of work to do before I can begin prospecting, fleshing out the signature offer for my coaching program, then building out the meat and potatoes of the actual coaching, and then writing the web copy so it matches these two elements of the business. All right, Rob, if you're available, I'd love to just hear a little bit more about what pieces you think you need. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to that, but if you want to, if you can unmute yourself, I'd love to chat for a minute.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just getting over a cold, but much better now, actually.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, on top of everything else, right? Trying to
get yeah, exactly.
Catch up. So, well, tell me a little bit about what you feel needs to be done, because it sounds like you're going to be doing more coaching than writing. Is that true?
Well, that's it. Yeah, I've pivoted in a significant way. So I'm kind of, I'm not exactly in sync with this program for that reason. I initially was planning on building just a small copywriting business with me as the lead and a couple of friends that might wish to do some writing for me. And that was the Crow's Nest Copywriting. And I had the domain and the web copy and the logo and all that set. And then I realized that it's not really what I want to do. Like, health writing was to be an aspect of that. And then writing case studies and white papers for consultants was to be the main part.
Right.
But then I realized, speaking with you, and I agree that I should probably at this point go all in on the health coaching. Now, all of those elements don't match a health coaching business, especially like I'm trying to consider like an executive health coaching business for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, executives, one-on-one coaching for those types of clients. So all of those other branding elements and the domain and everything else and the web copy to me is a completely separate business that goes on the back burner while I work on the other stuff.
Okay.
So now I have to, I'm in a position where I do have quite a fair bit of material, but I need to determine my offer and what I'm going to ask, what I'm going to charge, and what I'm going to offer, and then obviously the actual coaching program. Now I have a lot of these elements all over the place, and I need to pull it all together and write it up, and that sort of thing. So it's a huge amount of work within the time frames of what we have as a couple more months, 3 months left in this coaching program. So
yes, yeah, I think so.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, that's
two and a half ish, something like that. Yeah.
Right. So I do want to land my first client will be a coaching client, right? It won't be a copywriting client. Although I do plan on doing copywriting in the health niche, but again, my focus will be on actually one-on-one coaching with executives and solopreneurs. So,
okay. Well, a couple of things that come to mind. I did coaching. I started off early in my career in coaching, and I still do coaching in the current business that I'm in because I do book writing coaching. So right. It blends nicely. You know, I can do the writing or I can coach you through writing it yourself, that kind of thing. So it blends nicely for me. What I'm thinking is the first thing that jumps out at me is keep it simple. And so when you start, you're just going to get started in your coaching business. What I would think for you to do is to come up with maybe two simple programs. Don't make them too complex. Give people a choice. Give your prospects a choice, maybe two, something like that. And keep it simple for now until you actually start coaching people. And the reason that I say that is, even in some of my more recent experiences that I dive in, I think, oh, you know, I've got this all laid out. I put all this effort into creating this program. And then what happens is people get into it and it doesn't quite fit. It doesn't really, it's not working. And so I tend to be, I tend to be kind of flexible with when a client comes on. I have they're almost like guardrails. They're guidelines for us, but we don't have to stay hard and fast to that. Some elements we do, but not the whole program, because what I find is it kind of develops itself. So right. Just be maybe open to that, is to kind of keep it simple up front. And have some core elements that you know absolutely have to be in a coaching program, such as like accountability or, you know, weekly check-ins, right, or whatever, those kinds of structural or, you know, those types of things. But keep the packages kind of simple at first, and you'll develop over time. I've changed mine a number of times over time because clients come through and it's like, ooh, that doesn't really work the way I thought it would. It's, you know, I need to do something a little different. So just, you know, try not to, I want you to simplify so that your uptime here, the time that it takes you to get up and running and actually go out and prospect is shortened. Keep it simple. For all of those things, you don't have to worry about samples. Obviously, that's very different. You're not going to be looking at samples on your website or anything, but really streamline what you put out there for now until you pick up a client or two. And
right.
You can use a lot of the same prospecting techniques in your process that we do for writing. So, you know, you're talking about something different. You're talking about coaching, but you're still reaching out to people the same way. You're still looking for prospects the same way. It's just in your target market. So some of the things will be applicable. And I, you know, this is what I love about Ed's course, is that it's very much a business course. It's about running your business, and whether you're trying to find writing opportunities or coaching opportunities, you're going to be doing a lot of the same things.
Right.
So I hope you'll find some value there. But yeah, keep it as simple as possible so that you can just get it up. And the other thing, you know, get your website up to where you're comfortable and you can feel like you can refer prospects to it and use it. But the other thing is to reach out and maybe find a client or two on maybe an exchange basis. Maybe you go and you do like I'll coach you. You know, if there's something they can do for you, sometimes if there's some kind of an exchange opportunity or something like that, especially in the beginning with coaching, is that you want to give people maybe a discounted package. Say, here's my package, but I'll give it to you. Let's, you know, because I'm just getting started, would you consider working with me on, you know, at this rate instead? And, you know, give them an entry, you know, like, hey, just because I'm getting started, kind of thing. So do you have experience coaching previous to this, or is this going to be a brand new endeavor for you.
Brand new, yeah.
Brand new, yeah.
Unless you want to count Pee Wee hockey, that was a long time
ago. A lot more fun, but no.
Yeah.
This will be fun too. I think that then that might be a great way for you to, the one thing I would recommend is to keep it short. So same thing that we do in recommending like first time projects and things like that is keep it short so that you can, that there's a definitive end to the arrangement. So say, look, I'll coach you for 3 months for half price or something like that. You know, I'll give you 3 months. Let's see how it goes. And if you find benefit, then we can talk about how we move forward together. So that you're not caught in this endless, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, coaching this person. I should be charging them three times as much. And
right.
You don't want to go there. So, you know, definitely keep it, make all of your offers with some kind of an end date in mind, like 3 months or 6 months or something that you think is reasonable.
Right.
The other thing that you might do is, depending on the audience, and I know you're focused on healthcare, is to look at a way to come up with an assessment, a simple assessment that you could assess what they're doing right now. Maybe it's, you can judge it from their website. Same thing we talk about when you're looking for copywriting is you look at their website, you look at their blogs, you look at, you know, other things to see what they're talking about. Are they doing any of that? Where do you think they need help? You might be able to do the same thing with a questionnaire where you're asking them to tell me, in 2020, and it was an atypical year, so it's going to be hard to for people to, but maybe the years prior to 2020, how would you rate your income consistency or the quality of your clients or blah, 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 whatever it is, you know, maybe hit a couple of key factors in their business that you could look at, you know, this is an area that I know I can help them. So ask a question about it. So if it's something about finding better clients, for example, so to rate the quality of your client, were they your best clients? Were they, I desperately need clients, you know, what kind of a client were they? And, you know, rate your, you know, how happy you were with your clients, how happy you were with your income, different aspects of their business. And then you formulate some kind of a coaching program based on how they answer those questions so that you have a concrete, look, I can help you with this, this, and this. And here's the coaching program I would recommend for you. So you don't necessarily have to have it out on your website. I don't have the details of how I work with my clients out on my website because every client is so different.
Right.
You know, what they're trying to accomplish is different, as you know. And so that gives you the opportunity to keep developing what you want to develop, but also to customize based on what they actually need.
Right. Yeah. I think my signature offer will be a totally customized program for each individual. So there will be, you know, a few hours, hopefully of intake process, of interviews, of, you know, getting down to exactly what all their various health habits are, from sleep to nutrition to exercise. Sure. To yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because yeah. All those things matter. Yeah, it sounds like you have a good idea of where to start there. So yeah, I think that's exciting, you know, very exciting, especially with the times like this. I find, I don't know about you, but I've heard of most folks I've talked to fall on one side of a very distinct line. Either they've taken good care of themselves through the last year, or they really haven't. There's not a lot in between. You know, either people are in the best shape they've ever been because they had all this time on their hands, or they're just, not.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so, and that might even be something you could use as a, on your website or as an intro to like a warm email. It's like, hey, you know, I'm finding people either on the COVID-19 or they didn't, you know, it's and what side do you fall on and how do you take better care of yourself moving forward? And
with the email, I think one of my approaches will be to try to pick up some people who made New Year's resolutions and have already broken them. So
yes.
So you need some help after all, do you? You know,
kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But do it, you know, like it sounds to me like you're doing a more holistic approach too. It's like not just exercise,
definitely,
or not just diet. It's that whole life approach. And I really like that, especially for entrepreneurs and executives. I think that's a great, you know, great approach to helping people live a better life all the way around.
I think so, yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, good luck and keep us posted. You know, definitely if there's something we can help you with, don't hesitate to post on Facebook or, you know, keep coming to the calls if you need more support.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. And it's okay. You know, this program is one of those that's designed to help you think deeply about what you want to do and how you want to position yourself. And if you, like Rob, has come up with another idea in a different direction that he wants to head that's different from writing, that's okay. As long as it's a direction that you see is viable and that you know you can make work. So good for you, Rob. All right. Carrie has a question. Her question is, I got an offer through LinkedIn wanting samples to write an article for a pharmacy magazine and a fee list. Is there a way to get a fee list or should I pivot to asking them their budget? That would definitely be an option as I'm just thinking this through here. So a fee list they're asking for, let me see, Carrie, hold on. Are you able to unmute? Just type in the chat again, let me know. Okay. So I'll bring you on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. So congratulations for getting some interest through LinkedIn. That's terrific. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I usually, you know, in terms of side hustle, people just approach me and say, I have this budget. Can you do it?
Yeah, exactly.
So now I'm like, oh, wow, how much do I charge? I don't know.
So where are you? I know you're fairly early in the program, right? That was my question.
Yes. So I'm in the section 3, basically, sort of like the launching of the website.
Right, getting your website and all that. Yeah, the fee list, the master fee schedule is actually in session 6, and that's why I was asking. So I would, in lieu of a fee list, you might ask them a couple of other questions. And what's their budget is a good one. But the other thing is, tell me a little bit more about the articles. How long are they? And these would be questions, you know, how long would you like the articles to be? What's your goal, you know, word count? How complex are they in terms of technical? So if it's a pharmacy magazine, are you going to have to do a lot of research? Are they going to provide the research for you? In other words, they're going to say, hey, we want you to write an article on this particular drug or this particular policy or something like that. You know, a new law that might be coming out that's going to affect them or something along those lines. So I would go back and ask a few more questions or ask if they would have time for a 10-minute phone call so that you could ask your questions. And because if you can get on a call with someone, that's even better, honestly, because then you could really build rapport and really start to get a sense of, and then ask that question, is there do you have a budget? What's the frequency? Is this a one-time thing? You know, if they didn't give you all that information, those are the kinds of questions I would be asking.
No, yeah, they didn't. It was just more of like a, hey, there was a connection there and they, you know, and so I was reaching out to some folks that I thought might be good connections and saying that I was trying to sort of build up my side hustle. And then, so she connected and asked me, you know, hey, what about this? And I thought, oh, great. Now what do I do?
Yeah. A great opportunity. Great opportunity. The thing is with writing for publications, sometimes they don't pay super well. It really depends on the publication, but they tend to be a little less, you know, and they typically pay by the word, I think. Most magazines and publications do. So, but and nothing wrong with that. It would be an awesome opportunity for you to be published in a magazine, I think would be terrific. The other question, are you writing as a ghost or as a guest writer? What would be what's the byline on this article? So are you writing as Carrie Allen, or are you writing an article that someone else is going to put their name on? Or is it just the magazine itself on behalf? So there's no name, your name isn't associated with it. So that's a good question too, is where's the byline credit go to?
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. That's when I think, in terms of side hustling for my corporate job, I could get away with if they wanted me to have
yes.
a byline, that would be fine because it's yeah. respected. The magazine's respected, and it's not like I would, you know, it would be like, oh, Carrie Allen from CVS is saying this.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. You want to be really careful. So, but I think it would be a great opportunity for you. So, and a fee list you could come up with fairly easily. I can tell you, let me just see. I don't know if I have. So the reason I was suggesting you ask those questions too is because then, so if I were to write an article for a company versus a publication, it's a little bit different in terms of their expectations and how they want it written and that kind of thing. But also companies tend to pay better. So that's why a fee list, like the one that Ed has in the program, is really based on you calling on a business of some sort and them hiring you to write. So a fee list, I think it would be great to get on a phone call and just ask lots of questions and see if they'll, 10 minutes and you'll have what you need to be able to then turn around. And then you can come back, jump on the Facebook group and say, hey, so talked with this potential client. Here's the parameters. What do you suggest? And then Ed and I can both help you out with the fees.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Yeah. And one way or another, keep us posted on Facebook. I'd love to hear how that turns out for you.
Yeah, definitely. I will.
Yeah. And I have a quick question for you too, because you posted a getting out of your head in terms of some aspects of your website and LinkedIn. And for anybody who's going to be listening to the recording, I'd love to just hear, what did that look like? What do you mean by that?
So part of it was a little bit like Rob had said about, okay, well, you know, am I positioning myself this way or this way? And should I switch directions? And in my case, I decided not to narrow down too much, but I decided to be more narrow than I previously was. So to be more specific, so it's more relatable to people, you know, I was thinking about, okay, what services do I offer? And, you know, I was coming up with a whole bunch of things, you know, such as, you know, treatment algorithms, you know, because I can create treatment algorithms and I can, you know, do infographics and things like this. And then but I can also do medical writing and then am I really doing, you know, copywriting? And I got into this whole copywriting phase where I'm not really a copywriter per se. I'm more of a medical science writer. I would like to learn more about copywriting, but that's just too far out of my realm right now. So I decided just get out of your head. Everybody's like, you know, bombarding you with SEO and this and that. And then I went, I really went back and I read and rewatched stuff from lesson two with Ed, where he's like, okay, don't just keep it down to the basics and follow the formula.
Right.
And it was very helpful to just have someone sort of, you know, that's what you're paying for here, is to have someone coach you so that you don't go way out into the ether. But, that's kind of how I got out of my head.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you. I just was curious. I thought that was a great comment, and I'm glad that's why I was suggesting to Rob just a few moments ago to simplify, just pare it down to the exact basics of what you need to just get that first iteration out there, whether it's your website, your LinkedIn, no matter what you're doing, just to get something in front of prospects, and then it'll develop over time. So I'm glad that simplifying, you know, sometimes just backing up a couple of steps and saying, okay, what's the basic message that I want to be getting out there and start from there. So, because it sounds like you have a fantastic background, Carrie, for lots of different ways that you can go with this in your writing. So good for you. So I'll be excited to hear where you go next. So thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, it is a small group today. So I am going to just go on. I actually might skip the next question. Usually I ask other questions. If either of you have more questions, please feel free to type them in. I want to give you a couple of minutes. I don't want to cut anybody short. Definitely have time to chat more if either of you has other issues or other questions that you'd like to address. So don't worry about that. Oops. I usually ask what's been most valuable. This has been kind of a brief call. If you'd like to share that in the chat, please do. If there's any one thing that we talked about today that you found was super helpful, please let me know. And also don't hesitate to ask another question if you would like. And so my final question for today's call is, what's on your action item list? Is there anything in particular that you're going to be focusing on in the next week or two between now and the next time we have a call, which is about 2 weeks out? It's today the 7th, it'll be on the 21st. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to focus on or try to accomplish in the next 2 weeks? And I think both of you, I know Rob, for you, it's probably just getting that website to a usable place. But if there's anything else that you're going to focus on. And Karis is getting her website copy submitted. Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that. And for Rob, it's been getting clarification on the business I actually want to build. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I encourage you to build the business that, again, I'll tell you, if I look at my resume, it's a little frightening. You see that squiggly line with circles and, you know, it's my businesses. I've owned a lot of different businesses over the years, all different kinds. I've done a lot of coaching, gone back, gotten away from it, come back to it, gotten away, come back. It's just kind of interesting how your businesses develop. I'm finally at a place where I've found a business that I am super happy with, that's going really well. And it's taken me a couple of years to build it, but I'm really very pleased with where I am right now. Sometimes it takes time and you're going to pivot and you're going to, you know, it's going to look different 6 months from now, perhaps, than it does today. And the biggest piece of that, the biggest driver behind that is when you actually start working with clients is, you know, get your website and your LinkedIn and everything in place good enough. You want it, as Ed says, like 80%. You want to just be happy with it and feel comfortable sending people to your website or to your LinkedIn profile page. But as you start working with clients, they will inform what the direction that you should head and what you need to do and where you need to tweak and change and add. The client interaction is what will help teach you the most, honestly, about how you should be presenting yourself out there, because you're going to learn the kind of clients that you really want to work with. And that takes time. You need to work with a few. You need to work with a few not so great clients to hone in on the clients that, you know, yeah, this is a perfect client for me. Maybe you need to land that first perfect client so that then, you know, yeah, I want like five more of these if I can get them. So it just takes time. So, you know, be patient with the process, no matter which, Rob, you're focusing more on coaching, same exact story. Is start out, as I suggested, with maybe a discounted rate, a couple of discounted rate clients on short-term coaching programs, just to get your feet in the water and see how it all goes. And then you tweak your offerings based on that experience. And I'm still doing that. And I've been in business. I've been writing now for book writing in particular for going on 4 years. I think this is my fourth year and I'm still tweaking. So, you know, it's a journey, not a destination. That's for sure. In terms of your positioning and the offerings that you, sometimes I still get clients saying, you know, I know it doesn't say on your website that you could do that. You do this, but would you do this plus this? And sometimes you hybrid things and you make it work if you really want to, if you think they're going to be a great client. So, you know, be flexible. But congratulations to you both for being in the program and for staying with it. And thank you both for being here today and asking great questions and coming on and having a chat. Feel free to keep us up to date in the Facebook page. Ed and I are there pretty much every day. We look in the Facebook group, I should say, not page, but group. We're constantly checking to see if people need help and have questions that we can answer and keep you moving forward. So don't hesitate to use that that particular tool. It's a great way to stay connected with us. And you may see more people coming into the program in the coming weeks. We've got a few more folks, I think, signed up. So you'll have more people to interact with, and all is good. So thank you both for being here. Thank you for participating. And I will see you guys both on Facebook. Have a great rest of your week. And I'll see you back here in 2 weeks as well. Take care, guys.